This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We are happy to take another trip to New York City to be joined by Sean Marash, who is a host on Evan and Tiki. Sean, happy to have you on the show today. I have to ask you this question. So every week we do a hypothetical scenario. We call it the hypothetical button game. Right now, if you ask the average New York sports fan, you can press a button for the Yankees to win the World Series, the Knicks to win the NBA Finals, or the Jets to win the Super Bowl. What do you think the answer in New York is?
Okay, so is it what they want or what they think will happen?
Either one.
I believe what they think will happen is the Yankees are going to win the World Series. What they want to happen is the freaking Knicks to finally win a championship here with Jalen Brunson.
Right now, who's a bigger star? I understand that Rodgers is probably the biggest star internationally and maybe in the United States. He also just got there, and it feels like
Aaron Judge is by far the number one star in New York, with Jalen Brunson number two for sure. But it's still Aaron Judge. We got to see Jalen Brunson get past the second round first before we're totally crowning him. But he is beloved. But right now, it's still Aaron Judge in this town.
I figured Judge was one just because he's the best player on the Yankees, and you kind of get that mantle from A-Rod and you get that from Jeter. I was curious between Rodgers and Brunson. So you're telling me that right now Brunson is ahead of Aaron Rodgers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to remember, for us in a two-team town, the Jets are also the little brother to the Giants in town, so Rodgers is a big cult following, but you know, you have way more people rallying around the New York Knicks and New York Yankees in this town than the New York Jets. So it's definitely Judge, then Brunson, then a pretty long line before you finally get to the Aaron Rodgers of the world.
Yeah, I was then going to ask, where's Daniel Jones fit on this roster? I'm guessing.
No, this is Malik Nabers' town now, Karen.
Going to guess like Brian Cashman or like Leon Rose is ahead of Daniel Jones.
By the way, both accurate. Absolutely. And we don't even love Cashman here, but yes, both accurate.
So, Sean, let's talk about this Royals series between the Yankees and the Royals. I'm going to guess that big city, you're the Yankees, you got the home field advantage in this. I'm going to guess that not many Yankees fans are taking the Royals seriously in this matchup.
So it's pretty funny you say that, Carrington. Yes. I mean, the short answer is yes, and I know how disrespectful that sounds to Kansas City. I can tell you from a personal baseball fan, I'm a little nervous about the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. scares me. Reagans and Seth Lugo scare me. But, yeah, I think the moment the Astros got eliminated, and even to a lesser extent the Orioles, who are a bit of a Yankee rival here, and they've gone back and forth, I think that it is viewed right now in this town as a major mega disappointment if the Yankees forget, you know, getting to the ALCS or not in the World Series, and that starts with beating the Royals. I think a lot of people look at this in this town as a pseudo-buy for the Yankees to an ALCS. I'm not telling you that's right. I understand how anybody in Kansas City will basically look at that as New York arrogance, and it is, but that is the belief around this town for sure.
Do Yankees fans have any concern about these numbers? Because Michael Wacha, who is going for the Royals in game one, he's pitched very well against the Yankees. Aaron Judge is 1-for-18 with 11 strikeouts against Michael Wacha. Gleyber Torres is 1-for-16. Alex Verdugo is 3-for-11. Giancarlo Stanton is hitting 4-for-17. That's 235 against Michael Wacha. Like, it would appear that the Royals have the pitching advantage maybe in every game in this series.
Well, look, if Michael Wacha is shutting down this Yankee lineup in a playoff game, in the same game that Gerrit Cole is pitching, yeah, there will be panic in the city. But I don't think anybody has viewed the Royals, specifically Michael Wacha, who we've seen in this town a little bit with the Mets. We've seen him obviously pitch around and pitch these teams. Nobody here is viewing Michael Wacha as a big threat. But you also have to realize, we're very ignorant and haven't broken down the numbers. The Yankees in the postseasons of past, especially with this core, albeit it's a different kind of team with Juan Soto now, their lineup always seems to be their undoing in the playoffs against pitching and pitchers like Michael Wacha. So that doesn't necessarily come as a surprise, but I wouldn't say anybody's fearful of that. Now, Does that mean in games 2 and 3? I think that's where every Yankee fan's looking and going, oh, man, that's going to be really tough on the Yankees. That's why I think everybody assumes they'll take care of Michael Wacha in game 1. But yeah, you will see panic in this town if Michael Wacha puts up those kind of numbers in game 1. And furthermore, if Alex Verdugo is in the lineup over their young phenom Jason Dominguez, basically everybody in New York might be ready to riot too.
There's been a couple of really low points for the Yankees this season. I remember there was a stretch this summer where, other than the White Sox, they were the worst team in baseball. What happened during that stretch with the Yankees that they took that turn? How did they get things back on track?
So there were a couple things. First of all, the Yankees just started off unconsciously, and they did so without Gerrit Cole, who was hurt at the beginning of the year. What happened in the middle of the year is they lost Anthony Rizzo, who now also, by the way, is a broken finger, is going to be out for this division series. But he was out, and at the same time, Giancarlo Stanton, who actually had a really, maybe his best year overall for the Yankees, even if the numbers don't match it, he went on the IL for a good month stretch. And all in there, losing those two guys, the Yankees went through stretches where they were playing guys like J.D. Davis and Jamai Jones. You don't have to know who those guys are. They're not even on the Yankee roster anymore. They were hitting leadoff in games, cleanup in games. The Yankees went through a real, real depth issue in the middle of the year that seemingly solved itself in mid-August. Stanton came back eventually towards the end of the year in September. Rizzo came back. They called upon young guys like Jason Dominguez. Gleyber Torres woke up. And, oh, by the way, they made an enormous trade at the trade deadline to get Jazz Chisholm Jr., who has absolutely injected enthusiasm, athleticism, everything in this team that seemingly was lacking, Jazz Chisholm brought. This is a completely different Yankee team than the one that really slumped its way through July and parts of August and even parts of June.
Where's the place where you think the Yankees have the biggest advantage? Because for me, looking at this series, what worries me the most is if these games are going to be played 6-4, 7-5, I think that strongly favors the New York Yankees just because of the Royals' offense. If these are going to be low-scoring games that come down to the bull, have a puncher's chance in this series.
No doubt about it. I alluded to it a couple answers ago, but it's the lineup. The Yankees, top to bottom, are putting it out in an all-star caliber lineup. We love Bobby Witt Jr. and respect him here, but outside of that, you know, Salvi Perez is the pedigree. There's nobody in the Royal lineup any Yankee fan or the Yankees truly fear. The Yankees get going, you know, top to bottom, they're just relentless. It's not just Judge and Soto. I mentioned Stanton. Obviously, I mentioned Jazz Chisholm Jr., what he's brought. Their catcher, Austin Wells, has had a big year, Rookie of the Year candidate as well. They don't have a lot of easy outs outside of when Alex Verdugo plays and their young shortstop, Anthony Rizzo. But if the lineup is cooking with gas, I don't see how the Yankees really, really come away with these games scoring one run, two runs, even versus Lugo and Reagans. Now, those games will be tough, but it's the lineup. If the lineup's cooking, they have a big advantage over Kansas City.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Marash just for a couple more minutes, getting his thoughts on the series between the Royals and the Yankees. Give me an X factor. You mentioned some of the bigger names with the Yankees, and you guys got a bunch of them. You mentioned Gerrit Cole, who's pitching in game 1 of this, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres. You guys have a lot of household baseball names. Who are those X factors? Who are those guys that if the Yankees make a run, they're going to have to be the difference in helping this team advance?
Well, I'll give you a couple different levels here. I just mentioned the catcher, Austin Wells, his first taste of Yankee postseason lore. They didn't start him at the beginning of the year. He was a bit in a tandem. He's been so important in the middle of the Yankee lineup, whether he's hitting fifth, sixth. There's been games he's been hitting cleanup, depending on where they want to slide Stanton. He could be a real, especially with those guys, the table setters, Soto, Judge, Stanton, those guys are in front of him. You know, big innings could be relying on a big hit, even sack flies from Austin Wells. We've seen it all year. So lineup-wise, that's an X factor. The other X factor comes down to Carlos Rodon, a starting pitcher the Yankees paid a lot of money to. When he is bad, he is really bad. But when he's great, he's great. There's no consistency there. His numbers at Yankee State have been really good. If the Yankees somehow get a really good start out of him in game 2, this series could be a quick one. If he implodes, well, then it's the X factor the other way. Kansas City's going to have life and a win at Yankee Stadium. And I mentioned the bullpen a little while ago. I would be scared to death if Clay Holmes came in the game. I mentioned Weaver a little while ago. Here's an X factor. They had a guy hurt at the end of the last couple weeks of the regular season, could be ready. Jake Cousins, the cousin of Kirk Cousins, who we saw on Thursday Night Football, has been a really big out-getter for them in the sixth and seventh inning. He could bridge the gap towards some of the more reliable arms in the bullpen that do exist for the Yankees. And I think those three guys across the board are the unsung heroes of the Yankees that Kansas City fans may not know a lot about, but they'll get a taste of it.
Sean, I'm not sure if you're a gambling guy or not, but if I set the
over-under. Come on, I'm a BetQL guy, Karen.
Okay.
I love it.
My bad. I had to make sure. I had to check here. Right now, if I had to give you an over-under on Royals win in this series at 1.5, you taking the over or the under?
I will take the under. I think the Yankees win this in 4, but I mean, it's definitely going over if they somehow sneak out a game one win over Gerrit Cole, but I would still go the under.
That is our guy, Sean Marash, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with BetQL, does fantastic work on Evan and Tiki, one of the top voices in sports talk radio. Sean, man, great to have you, man. We got to do this more often, my man.
Carrington, if our football teams, God willing, ever get relevant, we'll do it plenty more talking to you. Chiefs and so on. So enjoy, man.
Well, Sean, every time Mahomes is supposed to go against Aaron Rodgers gets hurt or has COVID. Mahomes is always there. Your guy's the one that's not there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm a Giant fan. Don't tell him it's my guy. But yes, I agree. He runs and hides. And if the way the season's going right now for the Jets, I wouldn't expect to see them in Kansas City for an AFC title game either. So we might have to wait another year, Carrington.
Sean, great stuff, man. I appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.